Andres gave us some basic facts. The Richmond refinery processes 250,000 barrels of crude oil a day, making it one of the largest refineries in California. And Chevron is only the beginning.
So we are the beginning of the refinery corridor, as we call it, with Chevron being the anchor right here in Richmond. Then 7 miles up the road is the Phillips 66 Rodeo refinery, and then Shell's refinery in Martinez, and then the Tesoro refinery, and then the Valero Benicia refinery.
You take the train up to Sacramento, and you go right within 50 feet of all those refineries.
Yeah.
Okay, I think you had a
question first.
Okay, go ahead.
So I'm curious, are the asthma rates, the childhood asthma rates, comparable in those other communities that are in the shadow of these facilities?
Yes, there's a direct correlation. It's higher. But a function of geography is that the kids in Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh-Antioch area, actually have some of the highest rates. And they don't have a refinery, but they're at the tail end of all five refineries. And so they get the worst of it out there.
Andres has spent most of his adult life fighting for his community's health and safety. But in 2004, he added a new weapon to his arsenal, local politics.
What we recognized was that the only way things are going to change here is if we ourselves become candidates to run for office and change the politics. And so I knew we needed an organization and we needed to run slates because they couldn't get all of us at the same time. So I reached out to everybody I knew and built a multiracial coalition around this, an alliance of like-minded people who had other issues with the city, including the Greens.
The Greens brought an environmental lens to this coalition.
If we were going to take on Chevron, people in the environmental justice movement were natural allies.
Andres helped start the Richmond Progressive Alliance, the RPA. Their platform took a strong stand on pollution and the public health crisis it was creating for the community.
When they have to rush to the emergency room because their child is having an asthma attack, or when they create asthma clubs at the school instead of a book club, these are the realities that people know and relate to, and that was the primary target of the environmental justice component of the platform.
Over the next 10 years, the RPA started winning at the ballot box. Gail McLaughlin became mayor, and one after another, the seats on the city council were turning over as well. Andres began working with CBE.
Communities for a Better Environment, or CBE, is an environmental justice organization. And in 2012, I was looking for a new job, and I saw they were looking for a Richmond organizer, so I applied and I got the job. And it was really a baptism by fire, both metaphorically and directly.
That's because his first day on the job, the Chevron refinery blew up.